I felt sick and frightened. The blood from my wound ran over my back and chest, and the knife seemed to burn like hot iron. But I was trembling so badly that it shook the knife out of my skin, and I could move again. I climbed down through the sails, then went below to tie up my wound. There was a lot of blood, but it wasn't deep. Next, I went up on deck. It was now evening, and a light wind was blowing. So I lowered the sails before climbing down a rope and into the sea. The water was only waist deep, and I walked ashore. The sun had gone now, and once on dry land, I began to walk to the stockade. Perhaps the others would blame me for deserting, I thought, but Captain Smollett would be pleased I had taken the Hispaniola, I was sure. When I reached the stockade, the house lay in dark shadow. But on the other side, a large fire had almost burned itself out. This seemed strange, as it had not been our habit to build large fires. There were no sounds, except for the wind in the trees, and I went quietly round to the eastern side, keeping in the shadows. As I came nearer to the corner of the house, I heard my friends breathing loudly as they slept, and at once felt happier again. I got to the door and looked in, but all was dark, and I could see nothing. With my arms out in front of me, I walked in. Suddenly, there was a high voice screaming in the darkness.
"Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight! Pieces of eight!"
It was Silver's parrot, Captain Flint. Immediately, men began to wake up, and I heard Silver's voice shout, "Who's there?" I turned to run, crashed violently against one person, then ran straight into the arms of another.